September 11th, 1902. The Reward of Earnest Endeavor. Ellen G. White. Each worker, while preserving his individuality, is to labor in harmony with every other worker. Each is to be united to his fellow workers in bonds of Christian fellowship, and all are to be united with the Lord. The aim of everyone is to be the advancement of the cause of the truth. Each is to seek earnestly for the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Each is to look to Jesus, believing that he will receive the blessings he needs in order to be a help and strength to the whole work. Each may receive light from the source of light. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All are to do their best according to their several ability. All are to keep looking to their leader, studying the lessons he has given in his guidance of his people from the beginning. The experience of Abraham, of Moses, of Daniel contains lessons of great value to us at this time. Those whom God chooses as his workers are not always talented in the estimation of the world. Sometimes he selects unlearned men. These have a special work. They reach a class to which no one else could obtain access. Opening the heart to receive the truth, they are made wise in and through Christ. Their lives inhale and exhale the fragrance of godliness. Their words are thoughtfully considered before they are spoken. In every act, they follow the example of their leader. They strive to promote the well-being of their fellow men. They take relief and happiness to the needy and distressed. They realize the necessity of ever remaining under Christ's training, that they may work in harmony with God's will. They study how they can best follow the Savior's example of cross-bearing and self-denial. They are God's witnesses, revealing his compassion and love, and ascribing all the glory to him whom they love and serve. Constantly they are learning of the great teacher, and constantly they reach higher degrees of perfection, yet all the time feeling a sense of their weakness and inferiority. They are drawn upward by the strong, loving admiration they have for Christ. They practice his virtues, for their life is assimilated to his. Ever they move onward and upward, a blessing to the world and an honor to their Redeemer. Christ says of them, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Such workers are to be encouraged. Their work is done not to be seen of men, but to glorify God, and it will bear his inspection. The Lord brings these workers into connection with those of more marked ability to fill up the gaps they leave. He is well pleased when they are appreciated, for they are links in his chain of service. And it is God's desire that every human instrumentality who works for him shall be recognized, however small may appear to be the work he does. Men who are self-important, who are filled with the thought of their own superior abilities, overlook these humble, contrite workers. But not for one moment does God lose sight of them. He marks all that they do to help those in need of help. In heavenly courts, when the redeemed are gathered home, they will stand nearest the Son of God. They will shine brightly in the courts of the Lord, honored by him because they have felt it an honor to minister to those for whom Christ gave his life. They will be rewarded with the same commendation as those who, from outward appearances, exerted a wider influence. The reward given to a worker is determined by the spirit that prompted him to action. We are laborers together with God. Lay hold of his work with clean hands, a pure heart, and holy, consecrated endeavor. Press forward to gain the triumphs of the cross. Are you not striving for a crown of immortality, for a life that measures with the life of God? Oh, put your whole heart into the work. Let nothing cause your zeal to flag. Let us press forward unitedly to the help of the Lord, all of one heart and of one mind. Let us not depend on human wisdom. let us not lean on man. Look beyond human beings to the one appointed by God to bear our griefs and carry our sorrows and supply our necessities. Taking God at His word, move forward with steadfast, persevering faith. Christ's presence and His word, "Lo, I am with you alway," this is our wisdom and righteousness. It is the living presence that makes the living word. The kingdom comes to us not in word only, but in power. It is unwavering faith in Christ's presence that gives power. Ellen G. White.